At O'Connor Hospital, we've been right here in your own backyard for 140 years. And from our long-standing dedication to our neighbor's health, we've perfected something we call Careology. It's the science of compassion and excellence, which all our doctors, nurses, and specialists are committed to. For us, Careology is more than procedure. It's personal. O'Connor Hospital, your community hospital. OCH.SCCGov.org.
Let's go get a spring football take from Tom Diener. He follows the Big Ten, also goldenblack.com. Purdue Insider, you standing by live here on the Huge Radio Network. How you doing, Tommy?
Doing good. The weather's starting to break here. Spring football is about in our rearview mirror for everybody now. Y'all can wait and wonder about how good all these teams are going to be come fall.
If you were handicapped, let's say the season was starting this weekend, Big Ten East, Big Ten West, from your vantage point there in West Lafayette, how would you handicap both divisions?
Well, it's tough, you know. You always want to default to Ohio State when you talk about the Big Ten East. But obviously the question is the quarterback. Is Justin Fields going to be the plug-and-play guy everybody envisions? How good of a coach is Ryan Day? You know, that's a huge X factor as well. Honestly, I know Michigan lost a lot on defense, but probably would lean toward them with Shea Patterson coming back. Maybe give them the edge over Ohio State and Michigan State and Penn State at this point. You know, in the West, maybe a little bit more wide open. Wisconsin could end up starting to freshen the quarterback. Because of that, maybe I would lean toward picking Iowa at this point. That with Nathan Stanley heading what looks like a pretty good Hawkeye team coming into 2019.
Yeah, it'll be interesting with Josh Gattis, the new offensive coordinator. Brohm stuck around Purdue. That's big for the Boilermakers and what they've been building, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, obviously. Probably the biggest quote-unquote win yet of his two-year tenure was the fact, you know, he stayed. I think most people thought he would go back home to Louisville. So a big retention for Purdue in the Big Ten. You know, look at the Big Ten West now. Nebraska's got Frost, P.J. Fleck up in Minnesota, Paul Christ at Wisconsin, Pat Fitzgerald, the reigning Big Ten West champion, Northwestern Wildcats. Some really good coaches in the Big Ten West. It's going to be a fun division to watch in coming years. You know, I mentioned Nebraska. You know, that's going to be a lot of fun with Scott Frost. I love that quarterback, Adrian Martinez. Who knows, maybe they're going to arrive a year ahead of schedule, surprise everybody, and possibly take that Big Ten West this fall.
Tom Diener, he is with goldenblack.com, Purdue Big Ten Insiders, insider joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Who's going to be the best player in the Big Ten this fall?
Maybe it's Patterson. You know, 2 years now, are you going into year two under Harbaugh, and you talked about Gattis coming there. You got to figure he's going to work that offense around the skill set that, again, he has. So possibly, I mean, I know he's going to have some good receivers to work with as well. You know, just running through my head, I talked about Nate Stanley at Iowa, Adrian Martinez, the quarterback at Nebraska, is awfully special as well. I guess right now I may say a guy like Shea Patterson. I don't think there's anybody at Michigan State. You know, Penn State lost McSorley, obviously. Miles Sanders. Talked about Ohio State a little bit. I don't think they've got a guy right now that you would say is the best in the Big Ten. Wisconsin has its running back coming back, Taylor. So he probably would be the guy that you probably would lean toward at this point, if not Shea Patterson.
Tom Diener, we'll talk later as we get closer to the football season. Thanks so much for your time during the basketball run by Purdue and the Big Ten teams in the tournament. You're a good man. Enjoy the downtime.
Well, you guys never a downtime. I appreciate it. Take care.
All right, Tom Diener joining us.